That's Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition, played by the Lansing-based pianist, composer, and producer Sergei Kvitko. It's one of the pieces he played back on May 23rd during his Carnegie Hall debut, and Sergei joins us now in the studio to tell us about what the experience was like to play that esteemed venue, which is no doubt a career highlight for any professional musician. Nice to see you, Sergei.
Good to see you too, Mark.
What was it like to first walk out on the stage?
I can't describe it. It's awesome. It's stressful, and it's just wonderful. It is a career highlight.
It's a lot of the stress that you would associate with an important performance, but
yes,
just dialed up a couple of degrees. Is that it?
But at the same time, you know, I've done so many of these recitals in preparation for the Carnegie recital,
right,
that one part of me says, well, it's just another hall. It's really beautiful. It's a gorgeous piano. But at the same time, you know, in the middle of playing, you realize it's Carnegie Hall.
Was staying focused a challenge?
Not really. I was focused.
Now, the series of concerts that led up to it,
mm-hmm,
did those all include the same program,
yes,
that you played?
Yes.
So that was, in a way, was a kind of a tactical decision,
yes, absolutely,
to just internalize the program,
absolutely,
so that you could control your emotions maybe a little bit better? Is that it?
Yes.
Okay. How did the show itself go? How long did you play?
It's altogether about an hour and a half, an hour and 20 minutes, something like that.
Okay.
Wonderful audience. I did not expect, you know, I thought, you know, New Yorkers would be a little less enthusiastic about some outsider, but it was a wonderful, from the very second I walked on the stage, I felt this, you know, love and acceptance from the audience. That was really wonderful. So, and after the first piece, when I heard the applause, and so that was great. That was very pleasant.
How analyze your performance for us that night, and how much from night to night does your performance vary? Do you feel like you nail it? You nail it some nights, and you're definitely not in your game others?
I don't think I had in the entire tour, I don't think I ever had an off night. I think they were just, but they're all very different because I feel differently, so I play differently. Sometimes the tempos are a little faster, sometimes they're slower. It's really hard to tell. But the one at Carnegie, I think my plan of getting ready and kind of climbing that mountain worked, and I think my performance at Carnegie was the best out of the entire tour.
Oh, no kidding.
I'm sure.
What was that 30 to 60 minutes like before you took the stage?
That's the worst time always.
Yeah.
That's why you feel kind of so alone at the same time. I don't want to see anybody, and at the same time, I want to distract myself from obsessing about what's going to happen. And at Carnegie, it's a little more complicated because, you know, there are three different halls in the building. So it's an entire block of concert halls. There are three concert halls, the large and the medium one and the smaller one, the Weill Recital Hall where I played.
Okay.
And so when you walk in, it's like a factory. There's something going on at every hall, and the hall, it's all so beautifully organized, and something happens in any green room or the concert stage at any given time, and these people move around. It's really kind of fascinating in a way. So I just feel like a humbling experience because I feel like a little piece of that puzzle that they put together every single day. So that was interesting.
A cog in the machine.
Right.
Is that
right.
It? What was your favorite piece to perform in this program? Was it Pictures? Was it
probably
one of the others?
Probably. The picture is the most gratifying because, you know, it is such a bear, such a monster. And after you complete it, it's like completing this huge journey. And when you hear the audience's reaction, and you know, I didn't realize how much people screamed bravos and everything until I actually watched the tape, because I was a little in the zone when it all happened and ended. But it was really overwhelming.
Tell us about the string of performances. You've been playing this program for how long?
For about, since January, so for about 5 months.
And you toured throughout the Midwest?
Right. Well, I ventured a little bit in the South, in South Carolina and Louisiana,
okay,
as well as Missouri, Illinois, Tennessee.
Okay.
You know.
Does performing at Carnegie Hall feel like an end point in any sense, since it's such a milestone?
I actually was considering it to be the my final recital, and just, you know, climbing that mountain, getting it done and getting it over with and
Understood.
Moving on.
Understood.
But now I feel like I want to do more. So I'm making more plans.
Is it more comfortable to be joined on stage by others, or does the added component of another musician increase the stress of a performance?
Usually, it depends, and it depends on who joins you on the stage. I was joined not by musicians, by the dancers, but the dancers. And they make the show so much more unique, and at the same time, they make it much more stressful, because I have a responsibility for them with the choreography and everything. You know, when I'm playing by myself, I'm responsible for myself. But when they're on the stage,
sure,
and I mess something up, they're in trouble too. So that was an added stress.
That 90-minute window, take us through that. Was there a breakthrough period where the stress level went down noticeably for you?
You mean during the performance itself?
Yeah. Once you actually started playing, how did your emotions and were you able to be in the moment more, say, an hour into the performance than you were 5 minutes into the performance?
No, it's the entire thing is just one flight. You just take off and you fly, and then you land at the end.
Okay.
That's just...
Remind us the pieces that you performed.
Well, I played three of my own transcriptions, the Bach's Prelude in C major with a few added notes, which is a really fun piece, and people really like it, and I start with it. And then I played my transcription of Isai's Violin Sonata for solo piano, which is a first of its kind. And
where did you get the inspiration to tackle that?
Just wanted to do something. Well, the Isai I wrote actually quite a few years ago.
Okay.
Yes, many years ago. I just out of curiosity, I just wanted to see how that works. So, and then Bach was a more recent piece that I did. And I did another transcription of one of Mussorgsky's songs, Tripak, from Songs and Dances of Death, which is also very unusual. And that was one of the ideas to attract more people, especially in New York, when they've seen it all, but they have never heard this arrangements. And so that might have been the reason there were so many people at the concert hall.
You taking a breather now, or are you trying to capitalize on the energy generated from playing at Carnegie Hall? What's next?
Well, I playing piano doesn't make any money for me, so and I have to make a living. So, and the recordings got a little bit backed up and postponed, so now it's... every single day scheduled for almost the entire summer.
Producing and recording
and editing and mastering and getting CDs out.
In the West Side neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
That's nice. Sergei Kovitko is a Lansing pianist, composer, and producer. On May 23rd, he made his debut at Carnegie Hall. Sergei, thanks for joining me to talk about such a thrilling highlight in your career.
Thank you, Mark.
Stay tuned, there's more after the news on Current State.